Study questions. One of the basic requirements of citizenship is to demonstrate that you have adequate knowledge of Canada. The citizenship test is used to assess your knowledge of Canada and the rights and responsibilities of being a citizen in Canada. All the citizenship test questions are based on information provided in this study guide. You will be asked about facts and ideas presented in the guide. The following questions are similar to the questions that are found on the citizenship test. Use these questions to prepare for your test. All the answers can be found in this study guide. What are the three responsibilities of citizenship? A. Being loyal to Canada, recycling newspapers, serving in the Navy, Army, or Air Force. B. Obeying the law, taking responsibility for oneself and one's family, serving on a jury. C. Learning both official languages, voting in elections, belonging to a union. D. Buying Canadian products, owning your own business, using less water. The correct answer is B. Obeying the law, taking responsibility for oneself and one's family, serving on a jury. What is the meaning of the Remembrance Day poppy? A. To remember our sovereign, Queen Elizabeth II. B. To celebrate Confederation. C. To honor prime ministers who have died. D. To remember the sacrifice of Canadians who have served or died in wars up to the present day. The correct answer is D. To remember the sacrifice of Canadians who have served or died in wars up to the present day. 3. How are members of Parliament chosen? A. They are appointed by the United Nations. B. They are chosen by the provincial premiers. C. They are elected by voters in their local constituency or riding. D. They are elected by landowners and police chiefs. The correct answer is C. They are elected by voters in their local constituency or riding. Other study questions. The following are some other study questions that you can use to prepare for the citizenship test. Name two key documents that contain our rights and freedoms. Identify four rights that Canadians enjoy. Name four fundamental freedoms that Canadians enjoy. What is meant by the equality of women and men? What are some examples of taking responsibility for yourself and your family? Who were the founding peoples of Canada? Who are the Métis? What does the word Inuit mean? What is meant by the term responsible government? Who was Sir Louis-Hippolyte Lafontaine? What did the Canadian Pacific Railway symbolize? What does Confederation mean? What is the significance of the discovery of insulin by Sir Frederick Banting and Charles Best? What does it mean to say that Canada is a constitutional monarchy? What are the three branches of government? What is the difference between the role of the Queen and that of the Prime Minister? What is the highest honor that Canadians can receive? When you go to vote on Election Day, what do you do? Who is entitled to vote in Canadian federal elections? In Canada, are you obliged to tell other people how you voted? After an election, which party forms the government? Who is your Member of Parliament? What are the three levels of government? What is the role of the courts in Canada? In Canada, are you allowed to question the police about their service or conduct? Name two Canadian symbols. What provinces are referred to as the Atlantic provinces? What is the capital of the province or territory that you live in?